Good morning. It's February 17th, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This commentary focuses on Fiserv's fourth quarter results and market reactions. Data shared by FinViz suggests that Fiserv's recent earnings were well received, with management highlighting a stable performance across its business operations and a commitment to strategic initiatives. Chief Executive Officer Michael Lyons pointed out that the results reflect consistent business activity, despite some challenges in sectors like U.S. restaurants and retail. The company's sales performance was flat, which management attributed to broader industry softness and intentional long-term investments aimed at customer retention and growth. However, it's worth noting that Fiserv still managed to see positive contributions from its merchant and financial solutions segments, along with new client agreements. During the earnings call, analysts raised several important questions. Darren Peller from Wolf Research asked if any new risks were identified during Fiserv's business review. The CEO reassured investors that there were no surprises and that the company's guidance is based on a clear understanding of the existing challenges. Furthermore, Timothy Chiodo from UBS inquired about pricing actions in digital payments and their effect on transaction volumes. Fiserv's Chief Financial Officer Paul Todd indicated that no new pricing changes occurred in the fourth quarter, but did highlight improvements in debit processing volumes. Another analyst, David Koning from Baird, wanted to know about growth expectations for non-Clover small businesses. Todd mentioned that this segment is expected to remain flat or see slight growth in the coming years, with Argentina no longer being a significant factor. Andrew Jeffrey from William Blair asked about the yield from Clover and the contribution from value-added services. Lyons expressed optimism that expanding services within Clover would enhance yields over time. Additionally, Jason Kupferberg from Wells Fargo probed into the recent uptick in Clover volumes, with Lyons attributing this rebound to a normalization of macroeconomic trends and new initiatives. Looking ahead, analysts will keep a close watch on key areas such as the adoption rate of Clover's new services, the recovery of financial solutions growth, and operational efficiencies under Project Elevate. Success in these areas will be crucial for Fiserv to meet its growth and margin targets in the upcoming quarters. Currently, Fiserv's stock trades around $59.70, relatively stable from its pre-earnings price. As investors weigh whether this is a buying opportunity, the market appears to be wary of concentrated stock performance in other sectors, prompting a search for quality investments elsewhere.
This commentary focuses on recent institutional investment activity in Texas Instruments Incorporated. Market beat analysis indicates that Skandinaviska Enskilda Banken has increased its stake in Texas Instruments by 5.3% during the third quarter, bringing its total holdings to over 252,000 shares, valued at approximately $46 million. This trend of institutional buying is not isolated. Other firms have also adjusted their positions, with Brighton Jones significantly boosting its stake by 33.4% in the fourth quarter. In terms of stock performance, Texas Instruments opened at $226.16 recently, with a market capitalization of over $205 billion. The company has demonstrated solid fundamentals, although its quarterly earnings report revealed a slight miss on earnings per share, which came in at $1.27, just below the consensus estimate. In response, analysts have varied opinions on the stock, with some firms like DZ Bank issuing a strong sell rating, while others have increased their price targets. Meanwhile, the company declared a quarterly dividend of $1.42 per share, reflecting a yield of 2.5%, although the payout ratio is notably high at 104.4%. This suggests that while the company is committed to returning value to shareholders, there may be concerns about sustainability. As we look ahead, Texas Instruments has set guidance for the first quarter of 2026, estimating earnings between $1.22 to $1.48 per share. The current consensus rating for the stock remains a hold, with a target price around $212.92, according to MarketBeat's data. Overall, investor sentiment appears mixed, as analysts weigh the company's growth prospects against current market valuations.
This report covers Medtronic's financial performance for the third quarter of fiscal year 2026. As reported earlier by Medtronic, the company achieved significant year-over-year growth, with total revenue reaching approximately $9 billion, marking an increase of nearly 9%. Notably, organic revenue growth stood at 6%, which exceeded their previous guidance. Key segments driving this growth included the cardiovascular portfolio, which rose by 11% year-over-year, and an impressive 80% increase in the cardiac ablation solution sector, largely attributed to their innovative pulsed field ablation technology. Medtronic's Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Jeff Martha, expressed optimism about the company's ability to sustain long-term growth, citing new market opportunities and a robust innovation pipeline. In terms of profitability, Medtronic reported a generally accepted accounting principles operating profit of approximately $1.5 billion, resulting in an operating margin of 16.2%. When adjusted for certain expenses, the non-GAAP operating profit was about $2.2 billion, with a margin of 24.1%. Looking ahead, the company reiterated its guidance for organic revenue growth of around 5.5% for the fiscal year, alongside a diluted earnings per share target of between $5.62 and $5.66, which takes into account potential tariff impacts. Overall, Medtronic's strong quarterly performance underscores its position as a key player in the healthcare technology industry, setting the stage for future growth and innovation.
This report discusses recent investment activity and analyst ratings for Prologis Inc., a real estate investment trust. MarketBeat reveals that Mondrian Investment Partners has taken a significant new position in Prologis, acquiring nearly 1 million shares valued at over $112 million. This makes Prologis roughly 1.9% of their overall portfolio. In addition, several other institutional investors have also entered or increased their stakes in Prologis. Notably, Clayton Financial Group, Silver Oak Securities, and AlphaQuest all made smaller investments during the third quarter, reflecting a growing interest in this logistics-focused company. Analysts have been busy as well, with various firms adjusting their price targets for Prologis. For instance, Goldman Sachs raised its target from $137 to $148, while Robert W. Baird slightly increased theirs to $130. The consensus among analysts has landed at an average price target of approximately $135.89, with a mix of buy and hold ratings. On the operational front, Prologis recently released its quarterly earnings, reporting earnings per share that met analysts' expectations and revenue that exceeded forecasts. This strong performance has contributed to a year-over-year revenue increase of nearly 8%. The company also announced an increase in its quarterly dividend, now set at $1.07 per share, which reflects a healthy annualized yield of around 3.1%. This boost in dividends signals confidence in their ongoing financial performance. Overall, Prologis continues to attract both institutional investors and analyst interest, indicating a positive outlook for this major player in the logistics real estate sector.
This report covers recent institutional investments in PepsiCo Inc. Data shared by MarketBeat suggests that Mondrian Investment Partners has made a significant move by acquiring over 659,000 shares of PepsiCo, valued at approximately $92 million. This purchase indicates a growing interest in the company among institutional investors. In addition to Mondrian's investment, other firms have adjusted their positions as well. For instance, Ballantyne LLC increased its stake in PepsiCo by over 40%, now holding more than 5,000 shares worth about $746,000. Meanwhile, Skandinaviska and Skilda Banken ramped up its holdings by an impressive 287%, accumulating over 1 million shares, valued at approximately $152 million. Also noteworthy is Southeast Asset Advisors, which lifted its position by 9%, and Summitree LLC, which boosted its stake by nearly 15%. Zions Bank Corporation also expanded its holdings, increasing its investment in PepsiCo by just over 6%. At present, institutional investors collectively own around 73% of PepsiCo's shares, reflecting a strong confidence in the company's potential. Looking at PepsiCo's stock performance, it recently opened at about $165.94. Over the past year, shares have fluctuated between a low of $127.60 and a high of $171.48. The company boasts a robust market capitalization of around $226 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of approximately 27.6. On the earnings front, PepsiCo reported earnings per share of $2.26 for its latest quarter, surpassing analysts' expectations. The company also generated revenue of nearly $29.3 billion for the quarter, reflecting a year-over-year increase. In terms of shareholder returns, PepsiCo recently announced a stock buyback plan worth $10 billion, allowing the company to repurchase nearly 5% of its shares. Additionally, the company declared a quarterly dividend set to be paid at $1.42 per share, translating to an annualized dividend yield of 3.4%. Analysts have varied opinions on the stock, with multiple firms establishing new price targets. For example, the Royal Bank of Canada maintained a hold rating with a target of $156, while UBS set a more optimistic target of $190. The overall consensus among analysts leans towards a hold rating, with a consensus price target close to $167.68. In summary, institutional investments are on the rise for PepsiCo, underscoring a bullish sentiment toward the company's future amidst its recent financial performance and strategic initiatives. This report covers recent investment activities and analyst ratings for Merck & Co. Inc. Market observers at MarketBeat found that Mondrian Investment Partners has significantly increased its stake in Merck, acquiring over 1,600,000 shares valued at approximately $138 million. This investment now represents about 2.3% of Mondrian's overall portfolio, making Merck its 18th largest position. Additionally, other institutional investors have been active as well. Darwin Wealth Management raised its position in Merck by 237%, while Barnes Denig Private Wealth Management increased its stake by over 300%. Overall, institutional investors hold over 76% of Merck's shares, indicating strong institutional confidence in the company. On the analyst front, Merck's stock has received mixed reviews. While some analysts have maintained a hold rating, others such as UBS and Guggenheim have raised their price targets and expressed a buy sentiment. Currently, the average analyst rating for Merck stands at moderate buy, with a target price around $123. In terms of recent performance, Merck's stock opened at approximately $121 and has seen a 12-month fluctuation between a low of $73 and a high of $123. The company recently reported earnings of $2.04 per share, which exceeded expectations and reflected a 5% increase in revenue year over year. Merck also announced a quarterly dividend of 85 cents, set to be paid in April, which translates to an annualized yield of about 2.8%. With a well-established presence in biopharmaceuticals, particularly in oncology and vaccines, Merck continues to be a key player in the healthcare sector.
This report focuses on the recent investment activity in LabCorp Holdings Incorporated and its stock performance. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, Mondrian Investment Partners Limited has made a notable entry into LabCorp by acquiring nearly 262,000 shares, valued at around $75 million. This investment gives them a stake of about 0.32% in the company. Several other institutional investors have also been active in LabCorp. Caldwell Trust Company and Financial Gravity Companies both initiated positions earlier this year, while Motco made a small purchase in the third quarter. Hans Financial Services increased its stake significantly by nearly 50%, albeit owning just a modest number of shares afterwards. Meanwhile, Headlands Technologies raised its holdings by a striking 300%, although they too hold a relatively small number of shares. LabCorp's share price recently opened at $282.64. The company has a market capitalization of approximately $23 billion and has seen its stock fluctuate between a low of $209 and a high of $293 over the past year. Their financial health is supported by a current ratio of 1.55 and a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.59. In terms of dividends, LabCorp has announced a quarterly payout of 72 cents per share, reflecting an annualized dividend yield of 1%. Analysts have mixed opinions about LabCorp. While some have lowered their price targets, the consensus rating remains a moderate buy, with a target price around $300. On the insider trading front, Chief Executive Officer Adam H. Schechter sold over 5,000 shares recently, reducing his stake by just over 5%. Despite this, he still retains a substantial ownership in the company, valued at nearly $25 million. Overall, LabCorp continues to attract interest from institutional investors, reflecting confidence in its business model and market position.
This report discusses significant investment activity regarding Kenvue Inc. Insights from MarketBeat reveal that Mondrian Investment Partners has acquired a substantial stake in Kenvue, purchasing nearly 5 million shares valued at approximately $79 million during the third quarter. This investment represents about 0.25% ownership of the company. Several other notable investors are also increasing their positions in Kenvue. Vanguard Group has raised its stake by 1.8%, now holding over 233 million shares worth nearly $4.9 billion. Similarly, Sumitomo Mitsui DS Asset Management increased its investment by 27.1%, while Aviva and Bessemer Group also expanded their holdings significantly. Institutional investors continue to dominate Kenvue's ownership, holding nearly 98% of the stock. Analysts have mixed opinions on Kenvue's future performance. Barclays has recently raised its price target to $18 per share, while Jefferies Financial Group has downgraded its rating from buy to hold, also adjusting its target price down to $18. The consensus rating remains a hold, with an average target price just below $20. As for Kenvue's stock performance, it opened at $18.70 recently, with substantial market activity reflected in its market capitalization of approximately $35.8 billion. The company has declared a quarterly dividend of 20.75 cents per share, which will be distributed in February, indicating a robust yield of 4.4%, though its payout ratio does exceed 100%. Additionally, insider trading activity has captured attention, particularly with Director Jeffrey C. Smith acquiring over 3 million shares at an average price of $17.37, boosting his total ownership significantly. Kenvue, a consumer health company spun off from Johnson & Johnson, focuses on personal care products across various categories. The stock's trajectory will be closely watched by both investors and analysts in the coming months.
This report addresses recent institutional investments in Credicorp Limited. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Mondrian Investment Partners has established a new position in Credicorp, acquiring nearly 300,000 shares valued at approximately $78 million. This purchase gives them a stake of about 0.37% in the bank. In addition to Mondrian, other institutional investors have also recently entered or increased their positions in Credicorp. Spire Wealth Management acquired shares worth about $42,000, while MAI Capital Management significantly increased its stake by more than 5,000%, holding a total of 162 shares valued at $36,000. Other firms, including Raymond James Financial and Smartleaf Asset Management, have also made smaller investments, indicating a growing interest in the stock among institutional investors. Currently, institutional investors and hedge funds collectively own nearly 90% of Credicorp shares, which underscores the confidence in the company's prospects. On the analyst front, firms like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase have adjusted their price targets upward, reflecting a positive outlook. Goldman Sachs set a target of $293, while JP Morgan Chase increased theirs to $310, both giving the stock favorable ratings. Despite these optimistic forecasts, one investment analyst downgraded the stock from a buy to a hold rating, contributing to a mixed sentiment in the market. Overall, analysts have assigned Credicorp a consensus rating of moderate buy, with an average price target around $290. As of the latest trading session, Credicorp's shares opened at $329.36, with a 12-month trading range spanning from a low of $165 to a high of $380. Their financial metrics, including a price-to-earnings ratio of 13.5 and a market capitalization of $26.2 billion, indicate a solid, yet cautious investment landscape. In summary, the recent institutional activity suggests that Credicorp may be gaining traction in the investment community, but mixed analyst ratings highlight the importance of closely monitoring market developments.
This commentary focuses on recent institutional investment activities related to Edison International. As reported earlier by MarketBeat, Mondrian Investment Partners has taken a new position in Edison International, acquiring nearly 15,000 shares, valued at around $810,000, during the third quarter. This move reflects a growing interest in the company, as several other hedge funds have recently adjusted their stakes as well. For instance, MAI Capital Management increased its holdings in Edison International by over 20% in the second quarter, now owning just over 1,000 shares worth $60,000. Empowered Funds also boosted its stake by 2.4%, bringing its total to nearly 9,000 shares, valued at $523,000. Additionally, DekaBank Deutsche Girozentrale and GHP Investment Advisors have made smaller increases to their holdings. Currently, institutional investors collectively own nearly 89% of Edison International's stock. Looking at the company's performance, its shares opened at $71.43, with a market capitalization of approximately $27.5 billion. Despite recent adjustments in analyst ratings, which have mostly shifted to a hold rating, Edison International did announce an increased quarterly dividend of 87 cents per share, reflecting a healthy annual yield of about 4.9%. However, it's worth noting that analysts have varying opinions on the stock. Some firms have downgraded their ratings, suggesting caution among investors. Overall, while there is significant institutional interest in Edison International, the mixed analyst outlook may give potential investors something to consider before making decisions.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.